Stephen Mayne, shareholder activist. Hello. Were you expecting this, Stephen?
Oh, no, look, what we've just seen over the weekend is completely unprecedented. Further to your introduction, Merrill Lynch has just been sold, which is the world's biggest stockbroker, biggest brokerage firm in the US, has just sold itself to Bank of America for US $44 billion. So Bank of America was looking at bailing out Lehman Brothers, the 156-year-old investment bank, the fourth biggest investment bank on Wall Street. They walked away from that. It then collapsed. It's gone into Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, and instead Bank of America has gobbled up Merrill Lynch, which clearly thought it was going to be the next to collapse. And then we've seen the 10 biggest banks have got together and have pooled $70 billion, so the likes of Barclays, Citigroup, Deutsche Bank, UBS, all the big guys have got together. They've pooled US $70 billion. And that is available to help cope with the whole Lehman collapse and to provide extra liquidity to try and keep the global financial system alive and well, given these unprecedented times.
I think you probably mean alive, don't you? Just on life support rather than alive and well?
Yes. Well, I mean, we've now seen three of the big five independent investment bank slash brokers disappear off Wall Street. There's only two independents standing, Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs. The rest have either collapsed like Bear Stearns or been gobbled up by bigger traditional banks. And on the Australian market today, we've seen Macquarie Bank, which is our biggest investment bank, plunge by 10%, and the Babcock & Brown, our second biggest investment bank, fall by 17%. So, look, this is it's a global credit crisis, obviously. It's concentrated around who's got exposures to the plunging US housing market. It has now cut a swathe through Wall Street, which in some senses is thoroughly deserved, because it was Wall Street which created this mess. They packaged up and sold off all these toxic mortgages to the rest of the world, and now the perpetrators, including the likes of Lehman's and Merrill's, which are two of the biggest players, are disappearing after many, many generations of proud history.
But by the sounds of it, have just brought it all upon themselves. The Reserve Bank here, I was reading too, Stephen, had to pump about $1.3 billion into the system.
Yeah, they were projected to put in $828 million, but they've instead pumped in $2.1 billion of liquidity today, just because they want to try and keep things confident. The Lehman Brothers stockbroking subsidiary in Australia was banned from trading earlier in the day. And the other thing to watch is AIG, which is the biggest American insurance company. Their share price plunged by 30% on Friday, and they have been negotiating to borrow an emergency $40 billion from the U.S. Federal Reserve, because AIG also owns too many of these toxic U.S. mortgages. So there's a big focus on the insurance market as well. Our biggest insurer, QBE, its shares fell 5% today. Suncorp, which is a big Queensland insurer, they fell 7% today because they've got a lot of exposures to property developers. And we saw the Centro share price fall by 30% today as they cancelled some planned US asset sales. So anyone who's got too much debt, it's a debt-constrained world. It's very difficult to borrow money. The likes of Centro and even the likes of Macquarie, which have got loads and loads of debt, it's very, very difficult when we've got the big providers of debt falling over on Wall Street.
So for the man in the street, I asked this of an investment commentator in the UK about an hour or so ago, Stephen, about how that's going to affect them. What about us and, you know, people's superannuation funds are trying to get access for things that they might want to invest in? That's going to be pretty tough?
Look, the market's at a two-year lows. We only fell 1.5% today on the All Ords. At one stage, we were down by 2.5%. I would have thought it could have been more than that. I mean, NAB fell 4.4% because they are perceived to have the biggest exposures. The rest of our banks fell about 2%. So, look, I think Australia, relative to the rest of the world, is relatively protected. We don't, we're not going to get directly affected by this, although all those councils which are suing Lehman Brothers for selling them these dodgy CDOs, there might not be anything left to sue for the $200 or $300 million that Australian councils have lost following the unwise advice of Lehman Brothers. So a few little spot fires here and there, but the man in the street overall, I guess it's just a lower share market, and potentially Australia as a big borrower from the rest of the world might have to pay a bit more to keep rolling over our foreign debt with $600 billion because it's a debt-constrained world.
Indeed. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Thanks,
Shareholder activist Stephen Mayne, 28 to 6.